This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Baseball-oween is back. Omaha Storm Chasers in Warner Park coming up on October 22nd.
We talked to Marty about this. I think it's over 10 years they've been doing this. This is like the event, and it's back after 2020.
I know.
Ugh. Right? And like you said, if you want to come out in full costume, bring out the family, it's free. Free admission. The gates open at 5 o'clock. And he says the way they see it, generally they're kind of waves. The younger ones generally come a little earlier and then the older kids a little later. You don't have to do that though. You can right. come out anytime between 5 and 8.
I spend the whole 3 hours, but you need to RSVP. In the link, there's a link in our description of this podcast. You can also go on our Facebook page. We shared it there as well. Or go to Omaha Storm Chasers Facebook page. Click on the link and RSVP.
Exactly. And Herd App, very proud to be a sponsor this year of Baseball-oween, along with a lot of other vendors that are going to be out there, and they'll have their little Chotsky tables, and Pat and I are going to be out there too, and we want to see
you. See you guys October 22nd.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always going to be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
All right. 402-403-9478. LJ texted in. Said, yeah. I have a Galaxy S10. Yes, you have to select either Chrome or Samsung Internet as the default. Okay. It will keep any internet tabs you have open. So swipe down for the search address bar, and it'll show you the tabs.
Okay.
Touch the X in the upper corner, or this is commentary, or just get an iPhone, and you don't worry about any of these garbage steps.
That wasn't
I'm
in
just
the text.
Saying.
That wasn't in the text.
It actually might be in the small print.
No, I don't think so. Well, you know what? I figured out what I did do is I got a new case for my also.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a place so I can put my... my ID back here, because when you go to a grocery store, no matter how freaking old you are, they got to scan your driver's license when you buy booze.
Well, and you think you've been buying booze at that Hy-Vee or whatever for long enough.
Exactly. But it's not about how old you are. It's about scanning it so they document it. Because it used to be they never scanned it. They never scanned my driver's license.
And they don't
before.
Always scan it. Like sometimes
yes,
they will.
Do now.
But the last couple of times Beth and I have bought it at the store at Hy-Vee and, that alcohol place, whatever, by old Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't scanned.
Mm. That's the policy for Bakers and all grocery stores.
Really?
They're supposed to. I think they get tired of it because I think more and more, a lot of people do like either digital pay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so you don't have your driver's license on you. But they can't scan your driver's license from your phone if you had a copy of, you know, if you just had your phone.
Right.
Because there's no program or app for that to upload your driver's license. Like, oh, look, Costco, figure that one out. We can put an ID on there, and then that's cray. Wow, DMV. WTF, let's try that out. But anyway, so I was like, I'm always, you know, it's like you run in to get some, oh, you know what, let me go grab whatever in the booze department. And then I get in line, I'm like, oh, crap. They're going to scan it, and I don't have a driver's license. And so I always complain out loud, because then sometimes they'll say,
I'm sure they're so sick of hearing it
because it's so silly that they have to scan it. They can't just look at it's not to verify age. You know, they're not asking them to verify age. They have to scan it, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, what was my point? Oh, my point was, so I got to do
that. We're all being watched by the government is your point. Just in general, that's your motto in life. That's your point.
That's just in general.
Yeah.
Okay. So everything goes back to that. So I got a new case for the phone, which has a little pocket on the back. And then I put my little magnetic ring thingy back here, right?
Yeah.
Because then I have a magnet on the dashboard that I just set the phone on and it grabs it, okay?
Pretty slick.
Right. And the reason the reason why I did that instead, I had another magnet that you could just slide in the pocket. But then it's next to your driver's license, which is next to the magnetic strip. And I'm like, is this going to screw everything up? Is this too much? But anyway, I said I have the Tappy card?
Mm-hmm.
And the Tappy card's really cool, but I want to get the dot instead. Whole nother story. But the Tappy card is a way that you can just, like, somebody can scan your QR, or you can just tap their phone, and then your information goes right into theirs, and they can add it to the contacts, just
super
like
slick.
That, right? Well, every time I opened up my phone, my Tappy card is right next to my phone because it was in this pocket.
Oh, gotcha.
So the phone immediately would go whoop.
Oh, and bring up a, like, that's hilarious. Bring up your browser or bring up whatever.
Why does it keep bringing up tappytech.com or whatever it is? Like, oh. Why does it keep bringing that up? That's why. I screwed myself. So I took that out of the pocket. And lo and behold, everything works like a charm. So we're good. Anywho.
I don't know. That was a lot to unpack there. We're only 4 minutes in, and that's a lot. We could wrap it right now. It was a lot.
That was, yeah. So I was just glad to get it figured out. So now I don't have that problem anymore. So we're all good. I'm still trying to get my, you know, you're resetting your ringtones, your notifications, yeah, and everything's different. And so I don't realize I hear a beep and I think that my phone's dying. Nope, that's my new notification signal. And
so like it does. So when you migrated everything over, the yeah, settings and notifications didn't migrate with it?
Because some aren't still available.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Oh,
everything I had on my phone does, but you have to go back through because they have like...
what was it? 8 that you had.
Whatever.
And this is like a 25. So, of course, they're not available because those are like in dot matrix form or whatever.
Dot matrix.
I don't know.
And that's a printer. Anyway, so it has like defaults. And
yeah,
so okay, then you go back in and change, get everything put back together, slow but sure. Yeah, and got I can't it, get some of the notification sounds that I want.
So you got to get new ones.
So, and my Pavlov's dog's brain is trained to hear, you know, you hear a certain sound, and that's what, that's what it is. And
even if it's a soft little sound, whatever your brain's used to,
Every time I hear the thing for my, and I just changed it this morning, but for the notification, the default, it was the same sound that my other phone made when it was dying.
Oh, that's not good. So it's going to take a long time for you to get used to.
Because it was like, no.
Oh, God, it's dying. Oh, no.
No. It's just
got to rearrange them.
Yeah, so just spam. So on the news yesterday, I was watching the coverage that Brian Laundry thing, mm-hmm, Gabby Petito. That whole story is just so outrageous.
Right.
And I don't know. We haven't really dug into that at all. Just kind of sitting back and watching. I mean, and how all these weird elements. It's like they go camping. Somebody saw him abusing her. The cops just let it go. He returns by himself. Dog the Bounty Hunter shows up.
Right, that when Dog shows up, it's like, what? Because Dog has been so elusive lately since Beth passed away. I think he might even be married again.
He got married.
So, like, he's been so weird, and then he shows up. It almost, when that happened, it almost made me feel like, okay, this is a TV show. This isn't real life.
And
Dog shows up.
Up to that point, didn't you have kind of like that itch in the back of your mind? You're just like, is this for real?
Yeah, it's just weird.
I mean, how does somebody drive back across country, Wyoming to Florida, Montana to Florida, whatever it was, and drive back and then, she didn't come back with me. You know, what?
Right. I don't know.
Let's go camping. And then load up and mom and dad and the kid go camping.
Because they knew the whole time. The parents knew.
And I think they went 2 times.
Probably.
Hitched up the trailer and let's go camping, long weekend. Let's go camping. Did anybody ask him, hey, where's Gabby?
Hey, we've seen Gabby for a while. Yeah, they knew, 100% they knew.
They had to.
Yeah, there was no way that they didn't know.
And so then they end up finding, the better part is that the parents found him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Basically, the parents found the knapsack or the belongings because they were in the same park.
So they were just out. I mean, I understand, I mean, if your kid's missing, you're going to spend 23 hours a day looking for your kid. But so you could potentially stumble upon something maybe.
Right.
But that's awful convenient.
It said, let me go back and grab this.
I think that's why they say that the family shouldn't be part of the search party. Because somebody in the family stumbles on something, then all of a sudden it's fishy that they stumbled on whatever it is. Whether it's a body or a piece of evidence or whatever. Like, how did you know to look there?
Said on Wednesday, I think they were with them because the family was with the authorities and they located the backpack and a notebook in the Carlton Reserve, which I'm not sure that that's the same place. Just immediately looking, I was like, is that the same place they went camping? But they said that the family lawyer spoke up and said strong probability that the remains are his. It's quite sad. You can imagine as a parent finding your son's belongings alongside some remains. So yeah, they found him. They were in the area that until recently had been underwater. That's weird too. So how did he die there then? And how did they find him?
I don't know. That's your job to figure
that out.
They said
they were helping law enforcement locate some items believed to be their son's in the preserve. The park had been closed until the day before. And then once they found that, they closed the park again. But the parents had provided officials with locations that he had liked to visit. They searched the park while closely accompanied with law enforcement, it says here. And then
That seems kind of late in the game to provide them with places he liked to visit. How long it's been? 2 months now? Like, right? You didn't provide that to them when it first happened?
Right. Like, here's some places you might be able to find
right.
them.
Right. No, you wait till now?
It said that found the white dry bag 20 feet off a trail. That's the dad. Chris and Roberta. Okay, Chris found the bag and showed it to officials who had informed him that a backpack and human remains had also been found nearby. So he didn't find the backpack. He found this
other bag, or
bag,
whatever.
Dry bag. And the laundries were then asked to leave the preserve.
Hmm.
That's...
It's, yeah.
And you're right. And then you throw in dog.
It's just all like a... Not...
It's like
not,
a...
Not super fit. What's the word I'm looking for? Salacious? Is that salacious?
It could be
sensational.
Sensational.
That's what I'm
it
looking
could
for.
Be sensational.
But too super sensational when you see him roll up there.
Seriously. This is a made for TV movie happening right in front of our eyes.
It's like when Shaq was a cop. Like, Shaq pulls you over. You'd never take that ticket seriously if Shaq pulled you over.
It is. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
But I feel so bad for her family.
I don't know.
It's like, oh my God. Okay. Is this kid absolutely, was he just like way off base? Was he questionable to them at all? I haven't heard them speak out about him.
I haven't heard him. Either. They had to have seen things. If it goes to this level, they had to have seen some things that were questionable.
Right? It's not like they just went from 0 to 100.
Right.
It's like all of a sudden he's camping and he decides to get rid of his girlfriend, drive back home, and then take off and go
wherever.
To a preserve. And that's the weird part is why would he go? Well, and then again, if he knows those areas, he's probably thinking, what are the chances finding me here? You know, it's like looking for...
Yeah, I could see him hiding
in the haystack,
there.
Right?
It's just weird.
But it's just weird that the family found the items and then there were remains nearby, because I can't imagine that they knew he was dead.
I mean, who knows? Who knows? There are weirder things have happened. Who knows?
But getting dog involved definitely got the media's attention.
Yeah, it did.
So it put a lot of pressure.
Even if that was the only play was to, that's it?
You know, it's like, oh, guys, we cannot let dog find this
right.
first.
If dog comes in with his pepper spray and his chains, whatever, and he finds it, oh, yeah, that's right. They got to get rolling.
They're going to talk about getting defunded.
Oh, seriously.
Dude.
So dog rolls up, finds him. Oh, that would be.
That would definitely be something that gets everybody, like, light fire under their rear ends
that
right
would be
now.
Rough.
Right now.
I didn't even think about that.
So maybe so. But anyway. I hope it's over for them, but this is just insane. September 19th was when her body was found.
It's been about,
That was when she was found. So she was missing. What? She went missing. He went missing the 14th. She was found on the 19th. So he had returned. So it was even earlier than that when he had, left her.
Oh, super sad. Super sad.
Whew. So that's a crazy story. Okay.
We can lighten up and talk about Addie, our cat, dropped her off at the vet this morning. She getting just.
Getting I thought you. Were, oh my God! For some reason, I thought this was going to be about one of Mike's daughters.
Oh, it's Addison and Emerson,
right? Because I thought when you said something about getting a tooth removed, and I was like, "Oh, that sucks when you're a kid, man."
So if I hadn't said vet right away, how I was going to tell the story was the crying all night for food, putting her in a kennel, dropping off.
I was totally like, oh, one of Mike's daughters has to go into the dentist today. I mean, it's even on the calendar, Addison or Addie or whatever. I don't know what it said, but I just assumed it was Mike's
take
daughter.
Take Addie in or drop Addie off or whatever.
And, they needed some help getting, you know, and I'm just like,
I wish I wouldn't have said that because that would have been hilarious. That would have messed you up for the rest of the day.
Oh my God.
Addie kept waking me up all night wanting food. I'm like, and then I jammed her in a kennel. Dropped her off.
So back to your story. Obviously, the food was being denied because there were going to be drugs.
Oh, God. Yes. And Addie's the every 2 hours is the eating. And then if you see the, and every cat is that, you see the little silver at the bottom. They freak out. Meow, meow, meow. Well, imagine when the bowls are gone and can't be found. It was incessant all night long.
Oh,
all night
God.
Long. Woke Beth up probably 4 times.
It's been a robbery. It's a cat burglar.
Right. And sorry. And I dropped her off at 7:30. So at 7:20, it was like, okay, this is when I got to go grab her and put her in the kennel. Cause if she gets wind of it or hears the kennel door, she's out. She's gone.
Yeah.
Hiding. So I was down in the basement and I went upstairs to go get her. And she was waiting because obviously this food was stolen. She thought, like you said, a robbery.
Said, call the cops.
And so she's right there in between the railings. And right when I walk by, meh, like scream. Oh, God. It, and I literally went, ah! Like it scared me because I didn't see her. I didn't hear her, anything. She's just sitting right there waiting for me to come up and then just let me have it.
You're lucky she hasn't taken an eye out.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, she's going to resort to physical violence soon, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. She was pissed. Wow. Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, she's in there. She'll be fine.
So you got her in. Okay, so she has to have a tooth removed.
And she has to have a dental cleaning, and they think that one of them needs to be removed, but they'll let us know.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, because her mouth smells like an absolute butthole.
Oh, I'm sure then it does.
It's like salmon. It smells like salmon, hot meat, and just
and it probably
gross.
Hurts, because I imagine it's...
I'm sure.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so
she'll be much better.
Much better.
And just imagine the joy of finding her bowl.
Oh, she'll be so happy.
She'll come probably home, climb in
she'll
it.
She'll be stoned and be like, oh, this food.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be the best.
The best day ever. Best day ever.
That's awesome. All right. Well, we'll end it on that note.
That's a good one. Taking my niece to the vet. Dropping her off. Oh, God. That's funny.
Damn it.
I wish I'd known that ahead of time.
I was like, oh, here we go. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Huda Media Production.